Like every Shambhala center in the mandala, Karma Choling continues to be challenged by financial realities brought on by a loss in participants and the impact of a worldwide pandemic. But Karma Choling is hoping that its exploration of a residential program will attract practitioners who want to live both economically and mindfully in a world emerging from coronavirus shutdowns. There's got to be a way we can support our practitioners with a Shambhala household model, said Betsy Ryla, who was seated as director in November 2019. We are open to serving the community. As times change, we need to find the best way to respond to what people need. Ryla sent out a survey last week asking how Karma Choling can best serve the mandala while adapting to changing times by integrating housing with the land center's program offerings. I think we'll always have programs, Ryla said. Programs will still be very important, but not our only concern. As early as fall 2020, the plan is to accommodate full-time residents who want to work from home or embark on a year-plus-long retreat with the support of Acharyas and Karma Choling staff. Housing options could include cooked meals and lodging, separate office space, access to Shambhala programs and the advantages of living in a community with regular practice sessions, multiple shrine rooms, 700 acres of forest and a nurturing and beautiful organic garden. The survey describes meal and housing scenarios that begin at $1,200 a month, with the possibility of renting a separate three-bedroom home for $2,000 to $2,400 per month. The proposal represents a fundamental change in the way Karma Choling operates, Ryla said. The staff, which is being asked to take significant cuts in stipends, will be re-tasked toward supporting online programs, retreatants and residents while maintaining facilities, the garden, the kitchen and programming. Additional savings have been found in the kitchen, an upgraded phone system, housekeeping, legal fees and payments to Shambhala International. It is also making interest-only payments on its mortgage, which saves $1,000 a month. Karma Choling recently received a federal loan of more than $76,000 from the Payroll Protection Program, which may ultimately be forgiven. It currently remains a liability on the books, said Finance Director Bill Berry. That money will cover 8 weeks of payroll and will last through the end of June. It's unknown if the payroll program will be extended. In June, we're going to have to ask staff to cut stipends, Ryla said. Some people may not be able to stay. The goal is to reduce stipends by 50% from its current level of $30,000 per month. With the fate of the summer programming season up in the air, Karma Choling has been operating on donations of about $16,000 per month, plus money repurposed from the campaign to build Tiger Lodge, with the permission of donors. The center has not had to dip into its line of credit. By summer, Berry hopes total operating costs will be down to $43,000 per month from the current average of about $64,000. This is down from more than $100,000 per month last year when Karma Choling had a full program's calendar and a staff to match. Things are changing really drastically, Ryla said. But Karma Choling has a strong group of people, both on staff and in our community, that are applying their creativity and dedication to our future. We are adapting, which can be uncomfortable, but I think KCL will be here for another 50 years. Contact us to give feedback on our exploration of a residential model for Karma Choling, and be sure to take the Karma Choling Residential Model Survey.